010100 by R.J. Pinero. For Lori-Ann, loving wife, doting mother, loyal friend, soulmate, thank you for your unconditional love yesterday, today, and all tomorrows. And, in memory of Dr. Luis Vidaurreta and Mari Telleria, vayan con Dios. Prologue. In the year of our Lord 1998, the Earth rotated along its axis relative to the Sun, just as it had done for the past 4.5 billion years, after interstellar material in a spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy condensed and collapsed, flattening into a counterclockwise rotating disk under the influence of gravity, triggering the birth of the Sun, followed by turbulence in the solar nebula that led to the formation of the planets. The Earth rotated along its axis while also traveling at a speed of 60,000 miles per hour on an elliptical orbit around the Sun, completing each journey in just over 365 days, and repeating the cycle over and over, through the seasons, across the centuries, millennium after millennium. On the surface of this blue planet, protected by a thin layer of nitrogen and oxygen, the land bustled with the activity of billions of people across all continents. Entire metropolises came alive at night, the sheen from millions upon millions of lights visible in space as the globe continued to rotate, continued its perennial, tireless journey from sunrise to sunset, from blue skies to star-filled nights, slowing down at the rate of 2 milliseconds every century from its interaction with the moon. Where 900 million years ago there had been 481 18-hour days in a year, now, as the Earth came close to completing a new millennium, its rotation had slowed to 24 hours per revolution. The length